So all of these things were in the air. Then in the late 60s, it became apparent to IBM and other organizations that you're taking these large computers and asking them to do a lot of communications tasks. Mm-hmm. And it's loading, once you do start doing more and more of this, you're tasking the computers with this. And you're, in a sense, you're undoing what you started doing. You wanted them to do more work, and now they're doing this other work. So they decided to offload the communication tasks to what they call communication concentrators. Mm-hmm. So they built special purpose communication systems called communication concentrators. These are computers which just do communications work. And what the concept was to have terminals connected to these. They concentrate the activity and they send them to the same central computer. In a way, this came out of this is the same thing the Sabre does, you see, if you wish, in a way. The Sabre system already operates under that premise. You get agent terminals going to a concentrator. The concentrator then interrogates the central system and sends messages back. So that was already there many years before, that idea. But now they began to decide to do it more generally. Well, once you start doing this, you have to develop what are called protocols, or ways of having the two machines that are distant from one another interrogate one another and send messages back to one another, understand one another. And this has been done a lot for a long time now. With time sharing, they've developed this. So IBM and other companies began to do this. At the same time, there was pioneering work going on at the then ARPA, Advanced Research Projects Agency, the Department of Defense, which about the same time, in the mid-60s now we're talking about, and work's been published on this very recently. I guess they go back to the mid-50s. In fact, in this paper I mentioned, I sort of explore the ARPA, the IBM company thing, and I explore the predecessors and the work of the airline reservation systems and the time-sharing system. But anyway, pioneering work at ARPA at that time, in the mid-60s, about looking to see whether people can communicate with computers in some better way. A man named Larry Roberts joined ARPA in the late 60s, I guess, I don't know the exact time, and he had the concept, maybe a little earlier, he had the concept of developing what he called a computer utility. Since people were beginning to do all kinds of time-sharing activity now, why should every organization, every university, every commercial organization have replicas of the software, want to develop specialties. For example, the University of Utah had developed a specialty in graphic capability. UCL was doing its own work. Right? So why couldn't people all over the country access those universities for their software rather than have to duplicate it in your own place? It made sense. So he had the idea of a computer utility, like an electric utility.
Right.
Distributed computer utility. So we had the idea of building this, and ARPA began to fund the ARPA network project, which I think the first one went online in 1969 with four nodes. I've got another book I published. I don't remember the exact date, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I'd like to check my dates. It began operation in 1969 with four nodes, or computer synthesized interconnected. And so you visualize all of these things are coming together. Now, ARPA, in order for ARPA to operate, they had to have communication protocols developed to handle the messages back and forth. They had the concept of a router called an IMP. It's a message processor that handles signals and routes them appropriately in some way. ARPA began to develop the concept of routing algorithms came out of this. Now, IBM at the same time, same period, 1969, had begun work on something they called Systems Network Architecture, SNA, mm-hmm. which is the first, the first commercial network architecture designed to handle messages between computer systems. Now, ARPA was a distributed topology because you could be anywhere, and these IMPs, these four inter-network message processors, were scattered all over the country, and you fed into them, and they connected with one another in a distributed fashion. IBM wanted people to access their main hosts, their large machines. Mm-hmm. So the concept was to have terminals connected to concentrators, connected to the main host, and passing messages back and forth. You wanted an architecture for this. So they developed System Network Architecture, SNA. In 1969, we also saw coming out the first computer utility, commercial computer utility. A company called Timeshare, TYMSHARE, was set up. and where the word comes from time sharing. So their idea was, if you don't have access to your own computer, you have a terminal, you access our computers. So Timeshare had a bank of computers scattered all over the country, large computer centers, where they would process your information. You pay for this. So you didn't have to, your company didn't have to own a computer of its own. And they developed a network called TimeNet, T-Y-M-N-E-T, which also began to operate in the late 60s, early 70s. Everything was coming together now. ARPA, pioneering work on computer utility for universities on a distributed fashion. TimeNet, GE set up a network called the G Information Services Network, which did the same thing that TimeNet did, offered services. They began to go abroad, also offered links to Europe and other places. They saw customers there using their own facilities. Timeshare had their computers scattered all over the country because they felt that it was more reliable that way. GE had its computers all in the one center in Rockville, Maryland. They felt it was more reliable because they could hold. In fact, I once attended a meeting, a conference later on, where two guys, one from each company, were debating which one was more reliable. One distributed, one failed. They still had three others.
Right.
GE said, they're all together, we can make it more secure. So who knows? But anyway, very interesting. This thing was starting to happen now.